We are lucky to get to speak to Allie Gibbs of Steelville Cross Country, a dream team athlete, and the resume is absolutely impressive for Allie Gibbs, and we'll get to some of her accomplishments through her first 3 years as a Cardinal. But Allie, first off, congratulations again. This is your second dream team. I imagine the emotion's probably just as high.
Oh, yes. I'm so happy that I got the privilege to be on the team again.
And, I mean, you know, cross country, it seems like it's kind of a big thing here in Missouri. And to be, you know, in the top five of all the athletes around here, do you ever get a chance to kind of measure yourself up against other competition from around this area?
Actually, yeah. During the summer, I go down to the Joe Bill Dixon camp, and I actually get to run with these same girls and just get to have fun and see what I have planned for racing in the upcoming season.
What do you kind of feel separates you from maybe other athletes from around the area?
I'll keep going. If I hurt in a practice, if I hurt in a meet, I keep going because my main goal is to be the best as I can be. I don't want to just stick to second best because I know I'm capable of so much more. So I keep pushing myself and pushing myself beyond my limits.
Pushing yourself beyond those limits has paid dividends for you, and now we'll get into the accomplishments that you've had since your freshman year. As a freshman, you finished 16th in the Class 2 meet, and then last year as a sophomore, you finished second. This year as a junior, you finished second place, and so it's only a matter of time before you get first next year, huh?
Yeah.
When you lose a race that close, when you finish in a place right behind first place, that's got to eat at you, right?
Yeah, it does. I mean, you can take it in two ways. You can let it beat yourself down, or you can let it build you up. And I've decided I will let it build me up and try and be better than I was this past season.
That's a very good outlook for a young athlete. As you probably know, some young athletes can't handle the losing aspect of things, but it sounds like you kind of have your head on right in that regard. Where do you get that mental strength from?
I get that mental strength from my family, especially since my dad's been in the military. It's just, that's how our family is. We don't give up. Our strategy is Gibbs don't give up. So that's where I've been raised on, and I don't give up.
Okay, Matt Hammond is your cross-country head coach. What has his influence been on your running style?
He's definitely always been there for me, and he helps me to push beyond my limits. There's actually been one practice where he wouldn't let me stop running until I met a certain time. And that next race, I did phenomenal. So I really appreciate all he's done for me, and I can't wait till next year because I know he'll be pushing me even harder.
You and I were talking before we turned this interview on about your freshman year. You came in and there was a runner for Steelville that was quite impressive and setting a lot of records for the Cardinals. And now you've kind of followed in her footsteps. When you think about the cross-country program at Steelville and how much you've been a part of it and how much you've helped to improve it, how does that make you feel?
I feel so privileged that I'm able to help this school and help the cross-country team get stronger and get more achievements. I feel so privileged, and I'm so happy I'm part of it.
And now you, all year long, got a chance to run alongside a freshman, Alyssa Church, who was a Dream Team nominee. You got in over her, but you look at where she finished as a freshman, and she only finished one place behind where you did as a freshman at the state meet, which was 17th for her and 16th for you. Would you say that she's kind of the one that's your biggest challenger, the one that motivates you the most?
Yes, definitely. When I look at her, I look at a younger me. And when I train with her, I want to make sure she can be the best that she can be. And also she helps encourage me to be the best as I can be. And we just have a mutual respect for each other where we just want the best for each other.
All right. Well, again, as we mentioned at the beginning of this interview, this is your second year as a Dream Team member. Last year, you were the runner of the year. So as you look forward to your senior year at Steelville, what are you kind of hoping to accomplish there?
I plan on decreasing my time a minute next year, and I'm going after that state title. That is my dream, and I plan on going after it next year.
All right. Well, again, a second place last year, a second place this season. It seems like it's in the cards for you.
Yeah, I really hope so, but it's all in God's plans, and I'm leaving it in God's hands. Whatever He wants to happen will happen.
Very well. Well, Allie, congratulations again on being a Dream Team athlete. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy school day, I'm sure, to speak with us. And again, congratulations on another Dream Team award.
Thank you. Thank you very much.